SDM is the middle stage of the Atkinson-Shiffrin multi-store model of memory. It holds a limited amount of encoded information while it's being processed. It's like a temporary working memory. By using and working on information from both our sensory memory as well as our LTM. SDM holds information that we're consciously aware of. Thus, we can manipulate information, enabling us to perform everyday functions, such as recalling a friend's phone number. SDM is an active system. It forms our conscious awareness. It's involved in our thinking, feeling, perceiving, decision-making, and even daydreaming and creativity. Information held in SDM is no longer an exact replica of the sensory stimulus, but an encoded version of one. For information to be held in SDM to be successfully encoded and transferred to LTM, it must be properly rehearsed. Otherwise, the information will rapidly decay. SDM has a limited capacity in terms of its quantity and duration. The duration is good up until 12 seconds, and then it starts to wane after about 20 seconds, unless it's renewed in some way. Although we can extend the duration of SDM using maintenance rehearsal. In terms of the quantity or capacity of SDM, well, according to Miller, SDM has a capacity of 7 plus or minus 2 bits or chunks of information, whether it be letters, numbers, or nonsense syllables. Now, once it's in SDM, a number of things can happen. It can decay due to lack of rehearsal. The information can be displaced by other or new information, and generally most of the information that enters SDM will be discarded due to interference. The information can be retained in SDM via maintenance rehearsal. It can be encoded and transferred to LTM. But for memories to be transferred to LTM, it must be encoded first. We can increase the capacity of SDM by chunking. So in summary, information first enters sensory memory, and if attended to, it'll be transferred to our short-term memory, and then we need to encode using elaborative rehearsal information in order to pass it on to LTM.